Okay.
Okay, yes, Antoine. So I think thank you for reconnecting. I have started the recording now. Okay.
Yes.
Just to tell you, you have to wait for you have to let me connect first and then you can connect.
Okay.
Okay. If you connect first, then it's quite interesting. Then I won't be able to start the recording. Okay,
Okay,
so
okay.
for our lesson today, we are going to work on 6 minute English. So it will be a listening activity.
Okay.
Okay, and of course, you need to listen to that, and we can find some vocabulary as well.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to share my screen now. Can you see my screen? No.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Okay, share. Sound. Okay. You can see that now? It's okay.
Yes.
Okay. Technology that refuses to die. All right. So I'm going to play that. Take notes. If necessary, I will play two times.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
6 minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Phil.
And I'm Georgie.
The exciting thing about technology is that it's always changing. Can you remember when computer floppy disks, handheld Game Boys, and fax machines were in fashion? Do you still have a Walkman cassette player from the 1980s?
Today, technology progresses so quickly that old tech soon becomes obsolete, no longer in use, having been replaced by something better or more fashionable.
So, you might be surprised to hear that until recently, the government of Japan still used 3.5-inch floppy disks to store official documents. That around the world, music cassettes and Walkmans are making a comeback, and that even the world-famous Swiss CERN physics laboratory uses old-fashioned magnetic tape reels to record its data.
Yes, it seems that some old technology just refuses to die. Maybe because people still love it, or maybe because of the old English proverb, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, meaning that things should only be changed if they don't work. So in this program, we'll be hearing about old tech which continues to be used today. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Georgie. Computers have seen some of the biggest advances in technology, but what was the name of the first computer developed for home use in the UK? Was it A, the Commodore 64, B, the Sinclair ZX80, or C, the BBC Micro?
I'll guess it was the Commodore 64.
Okay, Georgie, we'll find out if that's the correct answer later in the program. One reason for not updating tech is if the original design still works well. NASA engineer Jonathan Salder designed Harvey, a mechanical rover able to survive the inhospitable conditions on Venus, where temperatures reach 460 degrees Celsius. Here's Jonathan talking to BBC World Service program Tech Life.
Venus has a very long night. It's actually about 60 days long that you're in total darkness. So that's where we came up with the concept for Harvey, a mechanical clockwork rover that could be powered by Venus's winds in order to allow it to survive Venus's long, hot nights.
Conditions on Venus mean that ordinary electronics simply won't work. That's why Jonathan built a clockwork rover, a machine with springs and wheels inside, which works when it's wound up with a key. Clockwork technology from the first century being used in 2024 by NASA.
Other tech, which refuses to die, is just too much trouble to change. For example, countries around the world use different electrical plugs, which would be better to standardize. But imagine the work involved. Here, Chris Vallance, presenter of BBC World Service's Tech Life, discusses a similar example with Dr. Tacy Phillipson, science curator at the National Museum of Scotland.
Another piece of tech that people say has sort of refused to die is the QWERTY keyboard, the layout of keyboards that we all have, and is perhaps not the most efficient layout in terms of the speed of typing.
It's the layout we're all really, really used to, though. And if you see court reporters, stenographers, they have special keyboards and can type so fast to take down verbatim, but they also look very complicated, and I don't actually want to learn to use one of those, so I'll stick with QWERTY for the moment.
Chris and Tacy discussed QWERTY, the traditional typewriter arrangement of keys on a computer keyboard, in which the top line begins with the letters Q, W, E, R, T, and Y. In terms of being able to type quickly, QWERTY isn't the best. In fact, court reporters type much faster with alternative keyboards. Court reporters need to type fast to record cases verbatim, using exactly the same words that were originally spoken.
But because everyone is used to QWERTY keyboards, the tech lives on. That's why Tacy says she'll stick with QWERTY. She'll continue using it and not change to something else. And speaking of QWERTY keyboards has reminded me of my question, Georgie.
Yes, you asked me the name of the first home computer released in the UK, and I guessed it was the Commodore 64.
Which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid. In fact, the UK's first home computer was the Sinclair ZX80, which was released in 1980 and used a whopping 4 kilobyte memory. That's about half an email. Okay, it's time to recap the vocabulary we've learned in this program, starting with obsolete, meaning no longer in use, having been replaced by something newer or better.
The idiom, if it ain't or isn't broke, don't fix it, is used to say that if something is working, there's no reason to try to change it.
Clockwork machinery uses metal springs and wheels, which move when they're wound up with a key.
QWERTY refers to the traditional typewriter arrangement of keys in which the top line begins with the letters Q, W, E, R, T, and Y.
If you say something verbatim, you use exactly the same words that were originally used.
And finally, to stick with something means to continue using or doing it. Once again, our 6 minutes are up, but remember to join us again next time for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Now, tell me, Antoine, was it difficult?
Not difficult, just some moment it was hard, and some moment it was maybe easy.
Because of the accent, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, and also I found the subtitle a bit later. So that's why I didn't put the subtitle for you, but then I realized, okay, you have the subtitle here. So I chose this one because I know you are very good at in technology.
Yeah.
And here, okay, do you want to listen it one more time with the subtitle on?
Yes, okay.
Okay. Now, I think I will, I want to put that on the white paper, okay, because I want you to take notes of the vocabulary, okay?
Okay, so I take...
Okay? Yes, I would like you to take notes. Just one second. Okay, 6 minutes English. Okay, yes. On the new page, I put it on the new page, and I would say it is a BBC 6 minutes English. Okay, so you have the link there, and I'm going to save it. So when you save it, or maybe okay, all right.
Okay.
So now
I can have the link.
You have it.
Yeah.
Now what I want you to do is you open from your side. Okay, from your side, you open, okay, close module. Okay, close it. One second. Okay, this is closed. And if you go to my boosters of progress, do you have that? On the platform.
Post.
You know, on your profile, you have my boosters of progress. You can see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, you see my boosters of progress?
Yes.
Okay, you click on it from your side, and it will open to my personal lexical corpus.
Okay.
Then you click on that. Okay.
Okay.
Have you done that? Can you see this?
Yeah.
Are you on the same page?
Yes.
Now I want you to create a new category. Can you create a category?
What's the title?
The title will be Tech that refuse to die. Okay, this will be the
okay. And no description.
In the description, you see BBC 6 minutes English, and you can put the link into that if you want. It's okay.
Okay, I created.
All right. Now, once you are voila, perfect. Now, once you are, you hear a word, you're going to add an expression here.
Where?
Okay. Hello. You. Just one second. What I'm doing. Yeah, new category, you have the add an expression. So you click on it. Once you click on it, you will find you put the English word. Okay, you put in the English only. You put the word here. And if you want to make the translation in French, you can do that. And then you save it.
Okay.
Okay, so instead of writing it, you can save it here. All right? So
okay. For
I cannot go on this. I will share my screen in terms on here. We are going to play it one more time. Okay, ready?
I write...
So each time you have a vocabulary, okay, you have a vocabulary, a new word, you add it on an expression.
Okay.
Okay, okay, all right. I play it, huh? So you can see my screen?
Yes.
It's okay? All right.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Phil.
And I'm Georgie.
The exciting thing about technology is that it's always changing. Can you remember when computer floppy disks, handheld Game Boys and fax...
Maybe you can put this word. Do you know this word?
Handheld Game Boys and floppy disks...
Handheld Game Boys. Do you know this?
Handheld, no.
Okay, maybe you can add it.
Okay.
And then you save it.
Okay, I
have
saved.
You put it?
Okay. I saved.
Okay, let me check. Okay, and what did it say? Handheld. So you can have the audio. If you select on the voice. Okay, and you can voila.
Handheld.
Okay, so you get the pronunciation.
Portatif.
Okay, you got the translation.
Okay.
Okay, all right. So,
all right.
Whenever. Let's continue. So,
handheld Game Boys and fax machines were in fashion.
Maybe you can try the word in fashion. Can you try to add it? In fashion.
Okay, it's mean mode.
It's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Alors, c'est in fashion.
Ah, in fashion.
Yeah, there is difference. Fashion, in fashion, out of fashion. So you have to put the in. It's okay?
Okay.
Alors, in fashion. If you look at the translation, what does that mean?
But
right? Alors, if I want to see here, alors, in fashion. Okay, I can't hear the voice now. Okay, all right, let's
mud.
Ah, okay, it's come after. All right, let's continue.
Do you still have a Walkman cassette player from the 1980s?
You know what is a Walkman cassette, right?
Yes, it's for heard music.
Absolutely. It's like a portable small radio with you, and you
baladeur in the French.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Today, technology progresses so quickly that old tech soon becomes obsolete, no longer in use.
Okay, maybe you can put the word obsolete.
I know this word.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Having been replaced by something better or more fashionable.
So, you might be surprised to hear that until recently, the government of Japan still used 3.5-inch floppy disks to store official documents. That around the world, music cassettes and Walkmans are making a comeback. And
a comeback? What does that mean for you?
It means ça revient.
Yes, and in English, how would you?
Okay, comeback. It means they come in fashion.
Okay, they are back in fashion. Yes, absolutely.
Even the world-famous Swiss CERN physics laboratory uses old-fashioned magnetic tape reels to record its data.
Yes, it seems that some old technology just refuses to die. Maybe because people still love it, or maybe because of the old English proverb, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, meaning that things should only be changed if they don't work. So in this program, we'll be hearing about old tech which continues to be used today. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary as well.
But first, I have a question for you, Georgie. Computers have seen some of the biggest advances in technology. But what was the name of the first computer developed for home use in the UK? Was it A, the Commodore 64, B, the Sinclair ZX80, or C, the BBC Micro?
I'll guess it was the Commodore 64.
Okay, Georgie, we'll find out if that's the correct answer later in the program. One reason for not updating tech is if the original design still works well. NASA engineer Jonathan Salder designed Harvey, a mechanical rover able to survive the inhospitable conditions.
Okay, maybe you could try to find the word inhospitable?
To survive the in.
Okay.
You could try to find the word mechanical rover. And in hospital conditions.
Okay. I say.
Okay. In hospital, you see, in yes. Hospital condition, there is a difference. In hospital condition, can you put the word condition together?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay.
Condition. C'est la même chose. Et hospitalier. Okay. And what do you understand by the word mechanical rover? Could you try to find that?
No. Mechanical. Okay, I saved it.
Okay. Let's see, what is it? Okay. Rover mécanique. La traduction est bonne en français.
Je crois pas.
Non, c'est pas bon, hein? If I check Google Translator. Okay. Mechanical rover. Rover mécanique, non, mais tu dis la même chose, hein? Attends, what is a rover?
Vagabond.
Non. Vagabond, non.
Mechanical rover.
Médor. C'est quoi, Médor?
I don't know. It's not a French word, I think.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But it's something technical that they are speaking about here, okay, regarding to the... to NASA. That's basically what they are talking about, a mechanical computer. A rover is like a planetary surface exploration device. Okay, it's a device to explore the planets in space, something like that. Okay, so it's something very technical. And that's why he was talking about this solder, which comes from NASA. Okay.
Rings and wheels inside, which works when it's wound up with a key. Clockwork technology from the first century being used in 2024 by NASA.
Other tech, which refuses to die, is just too much trouble to change. For example, countries around the world use different electrical plugs, which would be better to standardize. But imagine the work involved. Here, Chris.
Do you know what is it, right? What is it talking about here?
The plugs of the world. So they say there are different plugs in different countries, but no fun. For example, in France and in America, it's in the United States, it's not the same plugs.
Yeah, exactly. So they use different electrical plugs. It could be two, it could be three. And what do you understand by the word standardized? You can try to find it out. Standardized, can you put it? To standardize. Standardized. It would be better to standardize. What does it say for you? Ah, mal écrit là. Standardize. Can you edit it? STANDARDISE.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, just okay now. It's good.
Okay. Okay, all right.
But imagine the work involved. Here, Chris Vallance, presenter of BBC World Service's Tech Life, discusses a similar example with Dr. Tacy Phillipson, science curator at the National Museum of Scotland.
Another piece of tech that people say has sort of refused to die is the QWERTY keyboard, the layout of keyboards that we all have. And it's perhaps not the most efficient layout in terms of the speed of typing.
It's the layout we're all really, really used to, though. And if you see court reporters, stenographers, they have special keyboards and can type so fast to take down verbatim. But
we all have, and it's perhaps not the most.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, okay.
Oui, Antoine, si tu veux, if you want, you can continue listening to it and put the words in the expression here.
Okay.
Okay. And then for the next lesson, you have to do this homework that okay. we need
so
to correct. You continue listening to this.
I do my homework for today. And this too.
And this one, you continue listening to it and you keep the vocabulary like you were doing here. Now, can you try to add this one? Stenographers.
Okay.
See, it's on the platform. Stenographers. Okay, just like how we are doing right now. I don't want to take more time because I know you're tired from school.
Okay.
Stenographers. Okay, you have written it?
Yes.
No, it's not here.
Okay.
Non, c'est là. The 3:48. Tu es arrivé à 3:48, tu peux continuer depuis là.
Ok.
Ok, tu prends ton temps, tu écoutes. Ok, alors 3:48. Ok, minutes.
Okay.
And keep doing as you are doing with the vocabulary. And for the next session, your homework has to be done. Don't forget to click on save. And then we will look at the vocabulary that you have taken here. Okay?
Okay.
I'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
See you soon. Bye.